I'm going to call to order our January 2nd, 2019 meeting of the Board of Campbell County Commissioners. And I think we're really light on sound, Bob. There we go. Okay. What I want to do this morning is I wish everybody a happy 2019. From my left, we have Commissioner Mickey Schober. Morning, Mickey.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Our newly selected Commissioner, Del Shelstead. Morning, Del.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Commissioner Matt Avery. Morning, Matt.
Good morning, Mark.
And Commissioner, the same. And Commissioner Rusty Bell. Morning, Rusty.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year.
Yep. And then we've got our county clerk. I always have to fight back the urge. We got our county clerk, Susan Saunders. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Our Commissioner's Administrative Director, Bob Plonner.
Good morning, Bob. Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning.
And then we have our Deputy County Attorney, Ms. Carol Seeger.
Good morning, everyone. Happy
New Year.
Good morning. Good morning, Carol. Happy New Year.
Our as with every meeting, we're going to go ahead and start with an invocation. Today we've got Pastor Ed Sisti with the Open Door Church. Pastor, thank you for joining us. And then I'll lead in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Happy New Year, everyone. Let's bow our hearts before the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you on behalf of all who are gathered here today. Thank you for your many and abundant blessings. Thank you for life itself, for the measure of help that we need to fulfill our callings, for vision, and for fellowship. Thank you for the ability to be involved in useful work and for the honor of bearing appropriate responsibilities. We thank you as well for the freedom to embrace your holy and wise counsel. Thank you for loving us even so from your boundless and gracious nature. In the scriptures you've said citizens ought to obey the governing authorities since you've established those very authorities to promote peace, order, and justice. Therefore, I pray for this group of assembled commissioners. I'm asking that you would graciously grant them wisdom to govern amid the conflicting interests, the issues of our times, sense of welfare, the true needs of our people, a keen thirst for justice and righteousness, confidence in what is good and fitting, the ability to work together in harmony even when there is honest disagreement, personal peace in their lives and joy in their task. I pray for the agenda set before them today. Please give an assurance of what would please you and what would benefit those who live and work in and around our beloved Campbell County. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Sisti.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pastor Sisti, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Our first item, we're going to make some adjustments to the agenda today. We're going to wait on the vouchers until hopefully later in the day to allow the clerk's office to get them finished with the snow on Monday and the delay that ended up causing. So what we'll do is start with the consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve all items of the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
So moved by Commissioner Schober and seconded by Commissioner Bell. The board approve all items of the consent agenda as presented. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. We're going to hold on vouchers, and so our next item is public comment. And Mr. Reardon, DJ, I got you down. Morning.
Morning, Chairman Christensen. Thank you and happy New Year to everybody. First of all, I wish we had a bigger crowd, but I guess we have TV watching us, so hopefully the word will get out. First of all, I want to congratulate Commissioner Shelstead and wish you the best going forward. Looking forward to working with you. I know
Thank
it's
you.
Been a tenuous 2 months or so, and what you guys have gone through to get to this it's been quite remarkable. So congratulations.
Thank you, Deej.
Second of all, I'd like to thank Commissioner Avery and Commissioner Schober for your guys' service over the last 8 years. I don't think people realize the work that you guys do and the things that you're involved in, but I do. I've been coming for 7 or 8 months now, watching you guys working with you, and the things that you guys are involved in is commendable, and I hope that I can fulfill or fill in your footsteps, and I'll be working on as many things as I can to carry forward what you guys have started and continue making Campbell County great. So thank you guys for your work, and it's very much appreciated.
Thank you for your kind words.
Thanks, Teach.
Mr. Chairman, I thank you, Teach, for the kind words.
Okay. For our regular business, we've got kind of an unusual first meeting. We're going to do some of the regular first meeting work today. We're going to do some of it in 2 weeks when the new board is seated, and there's this peculiar, it just happened to be the way the calendar worked. So the first meeting, the meetings are always the first Tuesday, in this case delayed by the first a single day, and then the commissioners are sworn in though on the first Monday. And it happens periodically. This exact same thing happened 6 years ago for myself, so I remember this. And what we'll do though is we're going to do the basic work today as far as depositories and things that the treasurer and other departments are responsible for, and then we'll wait on selection of a chairman and some of the other work, board liaisons, until the 15th. I thought Rachel would be here, but...
Mr. Chairman, it's still a little bit early. I'll go ask her to come in.
Okay.
I do see Mr. King in the audience, so if you want to move on to item number F.
Okay, that we can do. David, you ready for emergency management preparedness grant?
We drop.
David, it's nice to talk to you at a later hour than 5 in the morning.
You answered, Chairman, the only time...
He even called the night before to make sure I was going to answer the phone. I think he was
Mr. worried. Chairman, the only time you normally see that hour is when you're just getting home, isn't it?
It's most certainly not when I'm getting up to look at the weather.
Well, I would point out that both you and Commissioner Bell had already practiced for this when we did our exercise earlier this month. The storm tracked pretty close, the difference being we didn't have a 8 to 10 inch snowstorm preceding it, and then we were only 20 miles an hour off on the wind speed. So because our exercise, we had 70 mile an hour winds, and we only had 57 was the peak gust.
It was still considerable given how long it took YDOT to open up the highways.
YDOT, and the County Road and Bridge, and City of Gillette's plow crews were marvelous, and our emergency services folks really, they were constantly out in that. The sheriff's office was really having a lot of activity down in the Wright area especially. But all of those folks worked right through that period. And, you know, I'd rather live in Campbell County than anywhere else when it comes to our emergency services. We have some great people. Well, before you, Mr. Chairman, as Campbell County Emergency Management Coordinator, part of the funding that is available to the county is a grant called the Emergency Preparedness Grant, or the EMPG as it's commonly called. It's a 50-50 grant. We have to provide 50% of the funding as a match. And so we get $35,000 in this grant that's before you for approval, which means we have to spend $35,000 more. So $70,000 is the total commitment for this, which is generally been easiest to match up against salary in the emergency management office. We can also buy some approved equipment. There's a work plan that I have to put forward at each grant period that says we're going to work on these areas. The state and the feds tell us what areas we're supposed to focus on, and then anything that's chargeable against that work plan is something that could be paid out of this grant. The part that I will point out, if you will look at the effective date for that grant, you'll notice that it started October 1st of 2017, and that is not a typo. The feds take forever pushing it out to the states, and then the state takes about 3 months to get it through the Attorney General's office and get all the agreements out. And so it's just coming to us now, and we've actually been working under this grant for that time period, and since October 1st of 2017. And I would point out also that they're on page 4 is really one of the first, it's an 18-page grant. But page four, it talks about the Environmental and Historic Preservation Act. Says we will be in compliance with that. It requires us to do the threat hazard identification risk assessment or stakeholder preparedness report on an annual basis, and it commits us to the National Incident Management System. All of those we are in compliance with. We do the THIRA every year. NIMS, as the National Incident Management System, we passed a resolution back when NIMS first came into effect nationwide that says all of our emergencies will be handled under the Incident Command System. And so probably one of these days we ought to revisit that and pass that resolution again, because I don't believe any of the current commissioners were in office when that was originally approved, so it probably should be another adoption of NIMS just as a restatement. And another one that comes in is it also on page five, another point there, and it talks about equipment has to match to their equipment list. We can only buy certain things that we can get reimbursed for. We can spend county money on anything we want to, but anything that we're using as part of the match for the grant has to fall within their authorized equipment list. And it talks about training there. We have to have a training exercise plan, which we do, and we participate each year in the workshop that the state puts on, which we forecast what training and exercises we're going to do. And I will point out on page six of the contract, though, letter I, exercises, it requires a minimum of participation by me as the only person in the office, participation in at least five exercises, which we do, but it also does require at least one full-scale exercise, so during the year. So it is one of those things. This is one of those requirements why we do things like we did in early December. Also, we have to complete, and well, we do have a completed emergency operations plan, but it has to be approved, reapproved every 2 years. And I will be back to you before next September with an update to that plan, which is adopted in accordance also with the city of Gillette and the town of Wright. And so it's a joint plan for all three entities. But I wanted to point out those points within that grant, because these are areas that we are agreeing that we will do this, or we won't qualify for the reimbursement. And this is a reimbursable grant. It means we have to spend the money, and then we ask them to pay it back.
Any questions for David?
Mr. Chairman, I got one.
Mr. Shelstead.
For the sake of not reading through this entire document, what is the can you explain to us what the match program is?
Well, what it amounts to is some grants are 100%, some grants are 25-75%. And what it amounts to is in order to get the federal money, you have to agree to spend a certain amount also.
Sure.
They do this with the COPS program, where the law enforcement can get some funding from Department of Justice, nothing to do with my office, but a comparable grant, and which then the city or the sheriff's office will put up. They say they're going to hire this person, and they're going to pay part of the salary, and the rest of the money's paid out of the grant. The problem with that kind of grant funding oftentimes is when the grant goes away, then you're left holding the entire 100% cost of it. So you want to be very careful about those you get into. Mine is a statutory position. Mine is an appointment by the governor with the advice and consent of the commissioners. It's in state statute that you would have an emergency management coordinator. Doesn't say it has to be full-time or part-time. That's still your local discretion. But this funding is one that's available on a national basis to all emergency management agencies, state, local. And it's sent out by the feds. It goes to the state, and then the state, in return, then handles the distribution down to the local level. And they only, at the state level, only fund down to the county level. They don't fund to the municipality level. But it means that in order to get to $35,000, we have to spend $70,000.
Okay. So there hasn't been an percentage established yet, or
no? That's always been. This is an ongoing grant we get every couple of years, okay. And it's just one that we know this is a 50-50 grant.
Okay.
And I bring that up to point this out. It we have to incur costs of we pay for. It's not like some of the Homeland Security grants where they're 100% and you just put in for it and they give you all the funding.
Mr. Chairman, David. If this started on back on October 1, 2017, and it expires on or to June 30, 2019, do you Is that the timeframe to use the funds?
Yeah. We've been tracking expenditures and time and so forth since October 1st. Their grants come out in an overlap. These are like an 18 or 20-some month period. I don't remember what the time period, how many months that is. But they'll issue one, and they'll still have one going when the new one comes out, and they overlap, and it drives the grant people absolutely crazy.
So then is this a, you have to expend this amount of money by June 30, 2019, or you lose it, can you carry it?
No, you can't carry it over, but we've already expended it. It's just a matter of filing the paperwork to get the reimbursement.
Okay.
But as soon as we sign the contract, we can go ahead and submit for reimbursement.
And the state tells us each time with these that go ahead and here's the parameters, go ahead and work under this, but the paperwork will be coming. Okay. And I will guarantee you the grant people hate this one.
Well, I recall, too, that this is, all the state grants are like this. You know, we used to be 6 months into Department of Health before they would get it, and this one that is all state and federal is even worse.
I don't recall this one ever being quite this late. It used to be like in September or so that it would come in, but by then you'd already gone 11 months.
Yeah. Okay. I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the Emergency Management Performance Grant Award Agreement between the Wyoming Office of Homeland Security and Campbell County, CFDA number 97.042, DHS grant code EMD-2018-EP, -00006 project ID 18-EMPG-CAM-GCF18 with $35,000 in federal funds and a local match of $35,000 for the period of October 1, 2017 to June 30th, 2019 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Bell, seconded by Commissioner Avery. The board approved the Emergency Management Performance Grant Award Agreement between Wyoming Office of Homeland Security and Campbell County, CFDA number 97.042, DHS grant code EMD-2018-EP-00006, project ID 18-EMPG-CAM-GCF-18, with $35,000 in federal funds and a local match of $35,000 for the period of October 1st, 2017 to June 30th, 2019, as presented. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
Rachel, we're sorry. We were running ahead of schedule because we're off because with the weather, the vouchers, Cindy and them are still getting everything completed. So we are up with you, though, for the approval of the designated depositories.
Yes. And I have no comments, so we just need an approval form.
And can you just kind of tell everybody for the benefit of the viewers, what the purpose of this is?
It's just basically what we get is from the banks stating that they can pledge so much money if we put money into their bank that they will secure up to a certain amount of money for it. They have to send us something in the mail stating that, and as of right now, we just have money in a couple of different banks.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
So Bank of the West is on this. We haven't had any money in there for a long time, but I guess I would like to take them off the list.
Did you but take them off or not take them off?
I would like to. In fact, okay. I'll add that to the motion.
Okay. We can do that.
Are they on the list?
They are.
They are. They're on the list. We have not received anything from them stating, you know, any kind of pledges or anything.
So we're not pledging any money to them?
Correct.
Okay.
But this just would take them off the authorized list?
Correct.
Would you make that motion then, Rusty?
Sure. So I move the board approve the financial institutions as presented, except Bank of the West, or excluding Bank of the West on the certificate of designation of depositories as designated depositories of the funds of Campbell County for calendar year 2019 pursuant to Wyoming Statute 9-4-818A.
Second.
Okay. Making sure I get it written in here correct. Okay. It's been moved by Commissioner Bell, seconded by Commissioner Schober. The board approved the financial institutions as presented, excluding Bank of the West, on the certificate of designation of depositories as designated depositories of the funds of Campbell County for calendar year 2019 pursuant to Wyoming Statute 94818A. And this is also where this basically authorizes you, all of these locations, to invest our funds, whether it be our checking account or it be the investment funds.
Correct.
So, Mr. Chairman, I think this is just a Bank of the West had taken a stance at one point, maybe not their local branch, but certainly nationally, that the to not invest in any coal things. And so I think that's why the motion is as it is.
Or fracking, any sort of frack technology.
Right. Okay.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Rachel. Okay. Our next item is item G, the position allocation request. Charlotte?
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Charlotte Terry. I'm Director of Human Resources and Risk Management, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, Charlotte.
I am here this morning presenting a request from Camplex. They have requested a change in their position allocation. As you know, when you approve budget for a fiscal year, you approve not only a salary amount, but you approve the specific positions that will use the money allocated. So in this case, Camplex has requested a change to their allocated positions. They are proposing not to fill a vacant administrative assistant position and to instead fill an additional event custodian position. They feel their operations will benefit greatly from this change. They feel that they need more event custodians and fewer administrative assistants. This will not affect the total salary that they have been allocated because the new position is the same range as the old position. However, the old positions are in a career ladder, so it is possible that the salary range of that position may increase farther than the requested position.
So I'm going to say that I'm really happy that I guess the general manager Esposito is making some changes. This has been something I felt we needed to address for a long time. I felt like we were really heavy in the office and we were really light on the grounds. And I could not be happier. I also liked the fact that it's being done by moving people around rather than coming back and saying, I need more event custodians. So good for him and the land board.
And Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, no budgetary change, no additional monies for salaries or anything like that. They're just restructuring what they're doing there. That's good.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I commend the general manager at Camplex. I visited with him about this earlier, and I thought it was a very smart move. And I just applaud him for making that decision. So thank you for bringing it in front of us.
No problem. This bringing this paperwork in front of you just makes an audit trail, so we can see how we got from one allocation to a different allocation. It also requires the review of the budget manager, because if there are any budgetary implications, then they would have to know about that and be able to address that.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Schultz.
Charlotte, this comes to us as commissioners because Camplex is a separate entity. Mm-hmm. So why is it, can you explain that, please?
Yes, the Joint Powers Boards have elected to participate in our entire compensation and benefit plan. So they follow the same rules that every other department does. That is the reason you are seeing a request from a joint powers board.
Because we don't approve the filling of this position or those?
No.
That's,
no.
Yeah.
It's just a change in budget. Okay?
Thank you.
And by change in budget, it's strictly just reallocating FTEs.
Correct. Correct. Because that's also the detail at which you approve the budget. And that's part of the compensation system that they have elected to participate in.
This is because they're under the county benefit plan. And so the city, even though they're part of the joint powers, does not approve this.
Correct. Correct. If it had had budgetary implications, then it would have had to go to the city, I would imagine, unless they were going to find the funds internally within their own budget.
Was an increase in the position justified an increase in pay or whatever,
right?
That's, you
know. Right.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman,
I move the board approve the request for change in position allocation to Camplex, changing the current allocated position of Administrative Assistant 1, 2, and 3, Band 17, Range 39, to an Event Custodian, Band 17, Range 39, as presented.
Second. So moved by Commissioner Schober, seconded by Commissioner Shellstead. The board approve the request for change in position allocation for the Camplex, changing the current allocated position of Administrative Assistant 1, 2, 3, Band 17, Range 39, to an Event Custodian, Band 17, Range 39, as presented. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. Thanks, Charlotte.
Thank you.
We're making good progress. Okay, Ms. Seeger, you're up with the Western Fuels right-of-way. I'm sorry, Bob, it says you, Western Fuels right-of-way easement.
Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to turn it over to Ms. Seeger.
She usually heads up with these, so
No, I believe that you received a memo from Mr. King, your Public Works Director, at the end of last year regarding this easement. This is to allow, as you recall, the completion of phase one will also include a bridge realignment, which will move the road further, the current Garden Lake Road, further to the east, and will move it off of the alignment that's currently in place for the access for Dry Fork Mine. And so what this easement does is allow Dry Fork to continue to access across county property the new road once it's in place. And so we would ask for your consideration.
Mr. Chairman,
Commissioner Shepard.
This is access to Dry Fork Mine that it reconfigures where that approach.
Mr. Chairman,
comes off existing Garner Lake Road.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Schober, that's again, you're correct. That's my understanding. This just realigns with the new phase one of Garner Lake.
That's what it looks like on this deal here. So Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the road right-of-way easement between Campbell County and Western Fuels, Wyoming, Inc., providing a permanent road right-of-way easement across county-owned property or access to Garner Lake Road as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Schober, seconded by Commissioner Bell. The board approved the right-of-way easement between Campbell County and Western Fuels Wyoming Inc., providing a permanent road right-of-way easement across county-owned property for access to Garner Lake Road as presented. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to say that it's been a long process, and I'm happy for the people up north now that have two ways into town, and it's good for emergency services because it's a lot quicker to respond north that way, and possibly in the future this might be the new 59 going from south to north and be the connecting stretch in there. So I want to thank everybody that was involved in this process and making it go forward, and it's been a a long, drawn-out deal. But I am happy to say that AML money that was generated here in Campbell County helped pay for that, and so been a great deal.
And the other thing is that we all think it moved slow, but in terms of how long it usually takes to get huge road projects like this done, it's actually not been that bad, because I'm thinking we started this 3 years ago, or is it four?
I think we could probably honestly go back at least 7 years on.
Okay.
That's when the negotiations all started, and it's been an interesting process.
It's taken a while, but it's certainly quicker than a lot of times. A lot of times you see these major road projects take a decade, and you know, it's been a while. I'm sitting here. I remember when this came up, I was chair, and so that would have been 5 years ago, and or six, I guess now. And but in the grand scheme of things, we have the new phase open. We'll go out to bid on the second phase here a couple weeks, I believe. YDOT's still on schedule.
Mr. Chairman, I believe it's going to be February now.
Okay. And we'll still have that open this next fall, and we should be sitting good. So, is there any discussion? So, seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Just motion passes.
Yeah.
Our next item. And I will educate everybody who's here. So basically anything you see on the consent agenda requires a signature when we get to this point. And so what we've got in front of us, one of the things is anytime there's a change in property taxes or a business that was assessed that went out of business, or there was an error in their personal property or any number of things, it ends up requiring all five signatures plus the assessor, and process quite a few of those every month, but that pile just made its way to Commissioner Shellstead. So our next item is the EDA grant app for the college. And basically what I was wondering, if Janelle, you would join us, and just since we had the workshop last time, we didn't get the benefit for the whole public to hear what we were doing. If you'd walk everybody through what we're doing, and then we'll go ahead and I'm guessing we will approve this motion, which then you can have that official record for your grant application.
Perfect. Well, happy New Year, Commissioners. I hope you had a wonderful holiday, and here we are in 2019. I was a century behind there. Holy smokes. Hard to believe, isn't it? So just as a reminder, so Gillette College is looking forward to submitting an EDA grant. This specific EDA grant will be managed by the Gillette College Foundation, so therefore it will remain solely for the Gillette College. Its focus will be to upgrade our laboratories and some CTE equipment. So it'll impact both the CTE programs, current technical education programs, as well as our arts and science labs. And so we look forward to submitting this grant and appreciate your support. And we should have the initial draft done this Friday. So we move forward and look forward to your support.
Well, and I guess for some of the discussion we had about 2 weeks ago, I think it's a great opportunity for the community. The county's gonna put in $250,000. The foundation is going to match it with $250,000, and that'll bring in $500,000 of federal money. So you know the county's going to make a $250,000 investment, and you guys and the feds will turn that into $1 million.
That's correct. It'll be $1 million grant.
And so that's a great opportunity, and this also fits really well with the board's desire and goal to move forward with the stackable credentials. And
absolutely.
Updates to the CTE equipment, and this also helps a lot. There's been a lot of discussion between the College of Engineering and Applied Sciences at UW and the commissioners in the college about being able to offer the first 2 years an engineering curriculum. And one of the things that we're finding is in order to make that happen, we need to make a
considerable investment in our lab space, most of which hasn't been touched since it was initially built. And I'm trying to think when Old Main was built, Bob.
When the new building on St. Clair was built, I think it's about 12 years ago now, 12 or 13.
Yeah. Right, my understanding is 03 was when that building was built.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Closer to 16 years.
16, yeah.
03, 05.
Yeah. And
remember, I was off a century earlier, so could be off.
And those lab spaces require continuous.
They do. They require. We need to update those lab spaces. This grant will allow us to begin that process.
Are there any questions for Janelle?
Mr. Chairman, you'll see in your motion for consideration that those funds are committed out of the general fund. I think from Vice President Overlander's discussion last meeting at the workshop, it's unclear at this point whether or not they'll need the funds in this current fiscal year. It's more likely probably June or sometime after June of 2019. But we did want to have a commitment. And so during the budget session, I think you can probably change, if you want to, where those funds could be allocated from. But at this point, they're indicated from the general fund.
Okay. And this will be Commissioner Schussel.
I just thought I could make a statement. I think the college is a wonderful asset to our community. And I think it's prudent to allow the community to realize that creative funding is taking place and that the college has got to be funded somehow, and we appreciate the effort going through the grant process to get outside money to help us with this. So
thank you, and congratulations, Commissioner Shelstead. Welcome, we're glad you're here, and thank you for your support. I appreciate that.
Sure.
And Commissioner Shelstead is exactly right, and the foundation is coming in with $250 as well, which means
correct
local individuals. So,
and Mr. Chairman, I'd like to add that we're going to have to continue to figure out how we're going to get sustainable funding for the college. And I truly believe that our future is in our young generation. And if we're going to thrive and survive, we have to invest in our young generation and provide the workforce to whatever kind of businesses that come to Gillette, whether it's still coal and oil or whether it's diversification to other kinds of means of using coal and oil. But our college is a very, very strong point in our community. And so I really feel that we need to really work and strive hard to find some sustainable funding for it.
Absolutely. The college is absolutely committed to being a strong partner in the diversification of our economy. And we look forward to those conversations.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the Gillette College Foundation, I assume that if somebody makes a donation to the college, private individual or a company, that's who receives the funds?
The Gillette Foundation, yes.
The Gillette Foundation.
Yes.
And so pretty safe to say that this is probably some donated funds from whatever sources.
Absolutely. Local community and business members. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thanks mm-hmm. for the clarification.
Absolutely.
I didn't entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve up to $250,000 from the county general funds to provide matching funds for the Gillette College of Northern Wyoming Community College District to apply for a United States Department of Commerce Economic Development Administration EDA grant application for the purpose of acquiring equipment to be used at Gillette College, with the EDA grant to be administered by the Gillette College Foundation as presented.
Second.
It's a move by Commissioner Bell and seconded by Commissioner Avery. The board approve up to $250,000 from county general funds to provide matching funds for the Gillette College of the Northern Wyoming Community College District to apply for a United States Department of Commerce Economic Development Administration EDA grant application for the purpose of acquiring equipment to be used at Gillette College, with the EDA grant to be administered by the Gillette College Foundation as presented. Any discussion? So will we eventually, Bob, then when the grant is secured, which we're expecting to happen, then will we just execute an agreement similar to when we do the social service agency agreements, or will this allow you guys to do what you need?
Mr. Chairman, I think it'll probably be, it will be similar in that nature. But I think what we'll do initially, if upon approval of this motion, is draft a letter of support so that Vice President Oberlander can include that in the application package so that EDA is aware of the commitment of funds. And then once that's secure, then we'll work out the arrangements of how soon those funds are going to be needed by the College Foundation for allocation.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, it's been really nice in the last, especially in the last 6 months, to get to know some of the people from the EDA and have them in Campbell County and looking at diversification in our community. So it's really nice to see that.
The only other thing I'll mention, currently looking at the Department of Commerce and the EDA website. Of course, as you realize that the EDA and Department of Commerce are one of the agencies that are unfunded at this point. And so there's no work being done currently at the Department of Commerce or the EDA pending resolution of the budget.
Okay, any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jill.
Commissioner Avery, Commissioner Schober, thank you so much for your service. And as I remind you, we are always looking for wonderful board members at the college, so stop in and we'll have a conversation.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, our next item is, we're still 5 minutes ahead. We've got an executive session scheduled. And
an old man's break.
Yep, and a break. So why don't we go ahead? We'll take a 5 minute break. We'll be on time for our executive session at 9:50. We'll be back at 10:30 for public hearing, and hopefully, in that 45 minute gap, we'll get the vouchers.
Mr. Chairman, do you want me to just make the motion to go into executive session? And we take the
Cool.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move the board convene into executive session to discuss property acquisition.
Second.
So moved by Commissioner Bell, seconded by Commissioner Avery. The board convened into executive session to discuss property acquisition. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. We will be entering executive session and we'll be back for public hearing at 10:30. Okay, We are back with today's January 2nd, 2019 meeting. What we're going to do is do approval of the applications to renew the liquor licenses. And Ms. Saunders, do you want to do the intro, and then we'll invite the sheriff up to address any incidents?
Annually, your liquor license holders fill out an application for a year's license. There were no concerns from the Department of Liquor Commission. I said when I received the licenses from the entities, I sent a copy to the Liquor Commission. And they verify that everything was completed correctly. There were no issues.
I have one question, Susan.
Yes.
And I think you probably answered this for me at some point in the last 6 years, but what's a limited liquor license? Like the moose has.
In a retail liquor license, you can do
drive-through and sales.
Drive-through, sales, catering.
Okay.
The type of license that the moose has, you can't do any of that, and you have to have members.
Okay, so it's different than a bar grill license, too.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sheriff Matheny? Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Commissioners. Scott Matheny, Campbell County Sheriff's Office. Congratulations, Commissioner Shelstead.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is there any incidents we need to be aware of, any infractions?
No. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak on this behalf. It's always nice of you to check with us to see if there's any establishments that have incidents, and we're happy to report, just like Ms. Saunders said, is that we didn't have any incidents that needed to be reported on. So I checked with the office, and we have no concerns of any of the liquor licenses.
Just for my own knowledge, do you guys do compliance checks like the PD does?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So that's even better, because that means everybody's passing.
Yep, yes, we do.
So, Mr. Chairman, I think that the establishments that we have that we're looking at, Office Saloon, Brian's Place, Ruff's Bar and Rosette, Spotted Horse Bar, and then Gillette Moose Lodge, those are the ones that are in the county. Just for
Brian's Place.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McFady. Okay. This is a public hearing to consider the renewal of the liquor licenses. As Commissioner Bell indicated, it is the Office Saloon LLC, DBA the Office Saloon, Brian Ponell, DBA Brian's Place, Norma Ruff, DBA Ruff's Rosette Bar, and Jerome Chance, DBA Spotted Horse Bar. So anyone in the audience that would like to address the renewal of these liquor license, and the Gillette Moose Lodge 1957. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to address these liquor license renewals? Is there anybody in the audience who would like to address these? Okay, I will close this public hearing, and I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the applications for renewal, the retail and limited liquor licenses for calendar year 2019 pursuant to Wyoming Statute 12-4-104 as presented.
Second.
It's a move by Commissioner Bell, seconded by Commissioner Shellstead, that the board approve the applications to renew the retail and limited liquor licenses for calendar year 2019 pursuant to Wyoming Statute 12-4-104 as presented. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. For purposes of clarifying the record, we did enter executive session previously. We also discussed pending litigation. If you will make that note within the records, Ms. Saunders. You're ready for me to do the vouchers too, right, Bob?
Yes, the vouchers have been presented to the board.
Okay. So I would, we're going to move back to item B. And there's two motions. I will, of course, abstain from the first.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the vouchers for Outliers Creative LLC in the amount of $5,236.33 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Bell, seconded by Commissioner Avery. The board approved the vouchers for Outliers Creative LLC in the amount of $5,236.33 as presented. Discussion? Ms. Saunders, please note that I will abstain. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, nay. Abstain. And then we have the balance of the vouchers.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board approve the balance of the vouchers as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Avery, seconded by Commissioner Schober, that the board approve the balance of the vouchers as presented. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. Mr. Palmer, is there anything else?
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman. Okay. This is the last meeting of two of our commissioners, Commissioner Avery and Commissioner Schober. So I just want to take a couple minutes and thank you both. Gentlemen, you have been meticulous in your research and investigation to better our communities and county. Steadfast in your advocacy for Campbell County. Very strong proponents for your employees. Consistently fiscally prudent and sound stewards of tax dollars. Your leadership and accomplishments will be enduring. I was going through the list that we presented on the plaque to you earlier, and there's 50 plus things that you've accomplished in 8 years. Gentlemen, that's amazing. This county owes you a debt of gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll add that traveling around, you see lots of other counties and commissions, and you too are respected by your peers. You rise above all others, and what I appreciate is that even after the election, Matt, both you and Mickey stayed fully involved until the very end. And I mean, you still attended the conventions, you still did the work, you still did the research, you still took part in every activity. And as Mr. Palmer said, you guys have been dedicated to the county, its staff, our natural resources, and all of the county's people. And so I want to thank you guys for being champions for Campbell County, for our community, and hope to see you around. You guys are, I consider you both board members, but I consider you friends, and so thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, you guys were so helpful to me when I ran my first election, and were mentors for me for the last 5 years, and fortunate enough to be able to get to know you and see what you've done, and travel around the state with Commissioner Schober and Leadership Wyoming, and call you. You guys are both friends, very good mentors, very good commissioners, and this board has dealt with some tough issues in the last 4 years, from budgets to numerous other things that boards maybe don't see very often, and we've done it all, and you did it all in 4 years plus your other 4 years that you had, and Campbell County is just extremely lucky to have the you guys that put in the time. And we start going through the last couple weeks or the last month, 2 months, that seeing the positions that you guys have held, and trying to fill those shoes is going to be very hard, and that all of the things that you do and have done, thank you for that. Thanks for the time you guys have put in, and expect to see you around, and ask your thoughts on certain things that I know that you're very, very knowledgeable about, and so thank you guys very much for everything you've done, and it's been an honor to be on this board with you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to say my first meeting today, but I've had the opportunity to work with both you guys with the Joint Powers Fire Board in the last year and a half, and I think it's important to note that you guys have both been absolute professionals at what you do. If there's an example set forward for myself and the other two new commissioners to use as an example as a commissioner, I think you guys both embody that very well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairman,
Commissioner Lefkoe.
I just wanted to say that the entire commission and board has been very helpful getting mentored and getting up to speed, but both Matt and Mickey have been outstanding. They went everywhere that you wanted to go, introduced you to everybody you could, stayed at 100% at their game all the time. They've always been good friends, they've been good neighbors. But it just shows you the class of the individual when they just keep marching straight forward right on through to the very end. And I just want you to know that I appreciate you both more than you'll ever know, and the rest of you as well. But these guys here are an outstanding, outstanding group. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, if I may. Being a commissioner has been a very honor for me to serve the great citizens of Campbell County, not only at the local level, but at the state level and the national level. Sitting on a national board, the Western Interstate Region, that's the 15 western states. There's 2 to 3 commissioners from each state that sit on that board. It did me proud to sit there at that board and bring issues that face Campbell County on a daily basis to that board. And through those efforts, I think we've as a board of commissioners, we've done great things through the national setting to bring back to our local community, and one of them is the viewing shed on the Pumpkin Buttes and those landowners down there. And so I've enjoyed every bit of it, but it was through commissioners ahead of me that made me strive to do the best, to be at the top of the game. It was like Harry Underwood, Bill Fitch, Lynn Tarver, Bob Tarver, Jan Evans, Marilyn Mackey, just to name a few of them, that's been before us, that set the standards and the bar for us to rise to, and I hope that we've achieved that and plus some. And I'm gonna miss it, but it's been a great pleasure to serve with all of you. And Carol, I've enjoyed you. You worked very hard to keep all of these five cats gathered up and not going out and getting in trouble. And Susan, I know you don't like my pig reins, but anyhow.
No. But being the one that gets to listen to the tape, yeah, that doesn't work.
But anyhow, Susan, I've enjoyed you. And and Mr. Palmer, you've been a great mentor. And those that are watching don't see, don't understand the work that Mr. Palmer does behind the scenes to make our job as commissioners very easy. And I appreciate your input on all the subjects. And even though sometimes some of us get a little passionate about certain subjects, you always calmly guide us in the right direction, and I thank you for that.
Mr. Palmer, thanks for always being here. You know, it's made this job definitely a lot easier, Dan. I mean, it's, you know, behind everybody that's at the top of the pile, there's good staff there. And, you know, I think sometimes they don't always get enough credit for it. And, you know, Susan is, you know, thanks, Susan, for always being here. You know, thanks for, you know, dishing it out and accepting it back. It's always been fun. And, Carol, thanks. You know, it's learned a lot from him. And, you know, anytime you guys get bored, there's the state statues back there. And but honestly, Carol is the one that will say, you know, Mickey, it says this here, but got to look over here and it says this. You look over here and it says this. And you have to take all those things together. And so Carol's always been, and she always knows exactly where to find the stuff. And so she's always been a great help. Ivy, thanks. Thanks for, you know, Sandra's not here. Sandra's always been, you know, she's a big part of this. And she's actually, a lot of times, it's the first face somebody sees when they come to the courthouse and come into the commissioner's office, and that's the face that they see. And she's always puts on a good face. You know, a lot of times I know she defuses some people. And by the time they get around calling us, they're kind of smoothed over and they're a little happier than they were to start with. And so, Charlotte, thanks for what you do. And I mean, it's years I've been here, it's always been a pleasure to, you know, in the past I saw medical insurance just climb and climb and climb, not here, not with the county, but in some other places and other things. And you've always, you know, you've always stayed ahead of this and kept us appraised and told us this is where it's at, this is what I think it's going to do, and you're pretty much right. And so it's, even this morning I was asked, how about your blood pressure goes down after the day? And I said, no, don't want. It doesn't. It's always, it's been enjoyable. It isn't. These aren't the things that make your blood pressure go up. It's, so anyway, it's been a privilege and a pleasure, and it's been a good ride. So thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Mickey. And with that, we shall stand adjourned until January 15th.